Our Ideas Matter series allows us to check in with state humanities councils in our seven-state region. Today, we'll learn about Herencia Latina, 2015-2016, a nine-month program featuring a multitude of films, exhibits, discussions, and festivals examining and celebrating Latino heritage in the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts. The program is funded by Mass Humanities, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the American Library Association. Our guests this morning to tell us more are Raul Gutierrez, who is professor of Spanish at Holyoke Community College in Holyoke, Massachusetts. And we also welcome Cliff McCarthy, president of the Pioneer Valley History Network. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Cliff, let us begin with you. Tell us a little bit about this event and how it came to be.
Well, Herencia Latina is really a series of events or a package of events that explore and celebrate the Latino history and culture in our valley. And the events are occurring now. Some of them are underway, and they take place from Turner's Falls near the Vermont border all the way down to Springfield near the Connecticut border. And the events include music, museum exhibits, children's activities, oral histories, food. Each event is different. But the centerpiece of each event is the six-part PBS documentary series called Latino Americans. And most of the events include a screening of one episode of that documentary with a discussion afterwards led by a scholar from one of the local colleges. During the project, each episode will be screened at least twice and sometimes three or more times in different locations. So, for example, the Holyoke Public Library is screening all six episodes during the month of November. And at each event, they'll have a different scholar or a different VIP talking about Latino culture in their area, in Holyoke particularly. So the why would a history network like the Pioneer Valley History Network be involved in this? Well, we're a consortium of museums and libraries and historic sites, and we promote and celebrate the region's history, and we've realized that we didn't really have much representing the Latino community in our valley, and we wanted to rectify that, and this project, we're hoping, will help us do that.
So for Raul Gutierrez, who is professor of Spanish at Holyoke Community College in Holyoke, tell us what some of the issues that you want to discuss and what these episodes allow you to delve into.
Well, as Cliff mentioned, it's a six-part documentary of the history of Latinos or Latino Americans in the U.S., and they range from the first one, Foreigners in a New Land, that covers the period from the colonial period from 1565 to 1880, and it deals with the Mexican-American War, the presence of the Spanish during the colonial period in the States, all the way through the Spanish-American War, and establishing the context of the interrelation between Latinos and the Anglo population during this period. Then it moves to more current times, like the, from the 40s, the Suzhou riots, and creating this knowledge of what is the history of Latinos. And it ranges from going to, from Mexican-American to Puerto Ricans, to Cubans, and trying to be inclusive within the framework. And at the last episode, which is Peril and Promise, from the 1980s to the 2000s, basically deals with immigration, undocumented immigration, and issues of politics and social struggles and social justice and so on and so forth. So it becomes an important piece to for the Latino community in this area, which is a large population that we have, especially where I'm at in Holyoke, to represent and the knowledge and history of their own culture. And it becomes, oh, this is where we come from, this is who we are, and so on. And so.
Right. Talk a little bit about the Latino immigration in the Pioneer Valley, what we know, and what events like this help us to understand and find new information out about.
Well, the immigration, Latino immigration to the Pioneer Valley has been happening around. It started with this, the Spanish-American War and how when Puerto Rico became a colony, if you want to call it that, of the states in 1898. And then you have, in 1917, you have the all Puerto Ricans are given American citizenship. Yet, a lot of Puerto Ricans did not migrate to the East Coast until the early 40s during World War II. And especially here in the Pioneer Valley, it didn't happen until the 1950s, late 40s, early 50s, in regards to doing agricultural work. So Puerto Ricans have been in this area, which is the majority of the population, Latino population here, have been in this area since the early 40s. And they moved in to work in the agriculture and the paper mills and so on and so forth. And then you had Dominicans didn't start coming until the 60s. The population in our area, in the Pioneer Valley specifically, the majority of the population is Puerto Rican. Soon after comes the Dominicans, and a growing population is Central American migrants, especially from El Salvador, which is the number, and Mexicans. So you have this population of immigrants that are coming constantly, and especially with the problems of the Puerto Rican economy, that's going to come, basically more immigrants are coming every day, especially from Puerto Rico, because they have networks and connections here. Yet, you have this concept of going back and forth, so the Puerto Rican community doesn't really stop going back to Puerto Rico because of the citizenship status. So they go back and forth, and it creates this link to the island and back. And these type of projects basically create a connection between the parents, which is migrants that come, and some of them don't return to their country in many, many years, and the children, which are born here or are raised here, and consider themselves to be Latino more than being Mexican or Puerto Rican. So it becomes this context of explaining their history within this nation that their parents arrived later in life with their children or their children were born here. So it creates a connection between the parents and the children and empowers the community as a whole.
When you look at these issues, and I guess I'm interested in the audience that you want for these particular events, because it would seem to me that there are many different, because it's so multifaceted, that you're looking for a wide range of issues to discuss, and I'm curious as to who you're reaching out to invite and come and discuss what is happening.
Absolutely. The we're reaching out to the community as a whole because we have all the events are open to the public. For example, next week we've been having a Julio Community College the Spanish Film Festival, which is Spanish films or Spanish speaking films. They're not from Spain but from Latin America with subtitles, and it's open to the community to come to the college, encounter the community college environment. And also, it creates, basically, we have an event next week with Latino Americans, which we're going to present War and Peace, which is the third episode. And it's open to the public, so we are reaching out to the community as a whole, and we're having all these different events and all these different places to try to reach all these different pockets of the community, including academics, if they want to attend, historians, or just the regular people from the street that want to encounter and basically engage this knowledge. So we are trying to basically connect this documentary within the community. So we're reaching out to everyone. Whoever wants to come and watch and participate, they're more than welcome to.
Another really good example of that is coming up this weekend at the Springfield Museums, where we have Family Fiesta Day, which includes a puppet show of a Puerto Rican folktale. We've got children's activities. We have a Caribbean band. There is a presentation by William Compiano, who is a master luthier or maker of stringed instruments, and he's especially known for his traditional Puerto Rican instruments. And there's a photography exhibit of people of the North End of Springfield, which is mostly a Latino area. There's an exhibit of Will's instruments. There's all kinds of stuff happening that's open to a wide range of people and ages, and we're hoping that that you know we can build that bridge between the community and our cultural institutions. Some of these events that I mentioned at the Springfield Museum are free to the public, and some would require a regular museum admission, but all of them are open to everyone, and we there's more information at the Springfield Museum's website if you want to find out more about Family Fiesta Day.
And and again, we'll give that website out toward the end of the segment. It is interesting to me, Cliff, that when you look at all of the events, that this is a 9-month program, and you have a lot going on, and so you're bringing it to many different areas throughout the Pioneer Valley, and I'm just interested of how you brought all that together and figure out the logistics of what works best.
Well, we have a lot of partners. As I mentioned, the spearhead of this project, the Pioneer Valley History Network, is really a network of a lot of different partners. And so we have Casa Latina, a Latino organization in Northampton and Amherst, Holyoke Community College, Holyoke Public Library, the Springfield Museums, the Springfield Public Library, an organization in Turner's Falls called Turner's Falls River Culture, and Wisteria Hearst Museum in Holyoke all stepped up and said they would like to be a part of this project. They had something that they thought they could build around to make an event that would be appealing to a broad segment of the population. And so we put together a package. We applied for money grant money for the project and was lucky to receive that. But it's really been a tremendous effort by a lot of people, and it's really fun to see organizations in the Valley working together on a bigger picture and a bigger project. And that's exactly what our network is all about, helping promote each other's activities and to do programming in a bigger way, not just everybody doing their own thing, but working together.
Well, you can find out more about Herencia Latina 2015-2016 by visiting the website, which is Herencia Latina 2015-16.org. Herencia Latina, Herencia, Latina 2015-15.org. Raul Gutierrez and Cliff McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us and sharing the information with us. I appreciate you both being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much. A reminder, we post all of our segments on our website online, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Also, you can find out more about Herencia Latina by going to their website, herencialatina2015-16.org. I think I may have said it wrong the first time. herencialatina2015-16.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.